Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
And I'm Ryan Newman.
Okay, so the big rumor that came out today as we're recording this is that, of course, Texas and Oklahoma have reportedly reached out to the SEC to join the conference. And the report says from the Houston Chronicle that an announcement would come within a couple weeks concerning this potential addition. Brett McMurphy has since reported that there is mutual interest on both sides. So again, it's, you know, a lot of speculation, a lot of reports now. But for the purpose of this episode, let's pretend like it's happening and kind of give our thoughts there. So let's look at the pros and cons first from Texas and Oklahoma's perspective. So, Ryan, what is a pro that you have for them?
I think the most obvious one for them is more money. SEC. Yeah.
More money, baby.
Just on average, they earn about, I think the SEC earns about anywhere from like 5 to 10 million more per season. Each team does, so with their revenue sharing. And actually, the SEC got like a kind of a COVID relief from the conference this year. So the Big 12 didn't get that. It was like $20 million or something per school. It was a lot. So just more money. And they'll get even more if they add OU and Texas. Like, they'll be able to negotiate better deals. So
I know.
It'll be a
vast increase
in income that OU and Texas would get.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the first answer with moves like this. You got to think money is the first thing. Yeah, I can only imagine. I know the SEC just signed their TV deal. I don't know how it works if they add Texas and Oklahoma, if they're able to renegotiate that or what. But
I would think, but I'm not sure. You're right.
Regardless, they'll be getting a lot of money. All the SEC schools, even more. Another pro is that I think it could potentially help Texas and Oklahoma in recruiting, you know, because they could now sell that they are in this premier super conference that will have been created, and they'd probably have more high profile games on TV. It'd probably be a little bit easier to tap into the talent in the Southeast if they're, you know, of course, playing lots of games over there. So another small positive.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of the other thing is you get a little more national attention than maybe you would have gotten previous, because the SEC, with that incredibly dominant conference that it would be, everybody would be paying attention to that. And of course, with the more high profile games that you're going to be playing, and you get more eyeballs. So that's a clear and obvious pro.
Okay. Ready to go to the cons?
All right. First con that I have putting down here is they just wouldn't have any control over the league like they do in the Big 12. Texas and OU just run that league. Really, Texas maybe even more so than OU. OU dominates it on the field, but they controlled that league. It's essentially whatever they wanted to do. They'd have a huge input on what that conference did.
That's a good point. Another con is, and this is the one that everyone's bringing up, is that it would be a tougher path to the playoff for Texas and Oklahoma, which I know I see you kind
of
skeptical. I agree, because now, you know, the 12-team model, which is coming, is going to cushion that blow a lot, because there's going to be 6 at-large spots, so you don't have to win the conference championship in order to get in the playoff. So I do think it's being a little bit overblown, but it still will make it tougher to get that if the 12-team model as proposed goes into effect. Tougher to get that first round bye, because you have to win your conference championship in order to get that top four seed. And with Florida, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, A&M, all those teams, only one can get a first round bye. That's hard to believe.
Right. And if you're in that, that's why I'm not necessarily buying the it's harder to make the playoff, like, because you even if you have losses against those top teams, it's still okay. So if you have like a 9-3 year in the SEC where you're playing, like, your 3 losses are just maybe the top 10 teams, like, you're gonna have a very good chance still to get in a 12 team playoff. Whereas if you're in the Big 12 and you have 2 losses, I mean, it might not look as good. So your room for error is much greater. I mean, I know you're going to lose more, but it kind of evens out. You know, I feel like the way they have the committees done it lately has been a pretty decent job of looking at not just the wins and losses, but your body of work.
Right. Okay. Any other cons?
OU would lose Bedlam. They'd lose that Oklahoma State rivalry, unless they just played it in the non-conference. But they would lose that, and you'd kind of just lose those traditional Big 12 games you're used to. The Texas and TCU has kind of been a fun one. But, you know, that's really the main, really only the other cons right now that I can point out in my head.
Yeah. My last con was just, it's kind of what you said earlier, is that they're no longer the top dogs in their conference. Like right now, they're kind of big fish in a small pond. And I know, you know Texas, of course, hasn't been on the field a top two team, but they're obviously a top two brand in the Big 12. In the SEC, there's five or six brands that are as big as, you know, Oklahoma,
they're just
Texas.
One and the same there. So it's true.
Okay. Well, how about from the SEC's perspective? Because 11 out of 14 teams are reportedly going to have to approve this for these additions to be able to happen. And you would think A&M might be a solid no on that. But what are the pros from the SEC overall adding these two teams?
More money.
More money.
Gotta put that out there first. I mean, they're adding two big time blue blood programs. It's gonna bring Texas, more and more Texas eyeballs, national eyeballs. OU, of course, has just been running things on the field. They're a fun team to watch. But and also, I think as far as money, the NIL, the new for the kids, I think that's only going to increase with just having that conference be that more dominant. I think that's actually going to only help the student athletes in the SEC.
Yeah, and they'll get more playoff revenue because they'll have two more teams, especially right now in Oklahoma. They're a perennial playoff contender. Texas, at any given time, could
those teams, you know, I mean,
they'll be in the hunt.
Always there.
Other than money and power, I can't think of any other pros. I mean, those are enough to incentivize doing it.
Just that increases their dominance over the rest of the country. Like, just, you know, they're already the best, but at this point it'd just be like, you guys don't even have an argument anymore, so just shut up, all right? Like, that's it. It's over.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, how about the cons for the SEC? I'll start out with one just for the current schools in the SEC, sort of a similar argument as before, but it would make their path to get that first round bye tougher because only one team can win the SEC.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. So that's kind of a con of mine. It's just like they might beat up on each other a little bit. You know, week to week, you're obviously going to have very, very challenging games. So that could take a toll on some of the players and the teams. Can wear you down a little bit. But then the other thing I had was as just 16 teams is a lot. So I would be interested to see how like the scheduling would go. I mean, it might be several years before you face a certain team in your conference. So, you know, like right now the SEC, they only play 8 conference games. So what do you do? Do you just like keep the divisions and have a East and a West? And okay, you got to play all your teams from, let's say OU joins the West. You got to play those 7 other teams in the West. That's 7 games. They only play 8. There's one more left. Do you just keep that permanent crossover?
I mean, they might restructure the whole thing. It's hard to say. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing as me. It's just like 16's a lot. No matter how you shape it, you might have some teams that you don't play for a long time. And I don't like that as far as conference play goes.
Another con is that it might take away one recruiting edge that the SEC schools have over, in particular, Texas and
Texas
Oklahoma.
A&M, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, for Texas A&M, it's very bad. They're the one SEC school. That's huge value to them.
Yeah.
But just even for other SEC schools, I mean, they're able to go into Texas and steal some recruits. Maybe one of the arguments they're making is, hey, come play in the premier conference. Now they don't have that argument if Texas joins the SEC.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a con.
Just a small point, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just worried about, you know, because Bama, the SEC has those permanent rivalries. How would those stay in effect, and what would happen? Would they just continue those and OU Texas to be a permanent one? Or, you know, the scheduling thing kind of has me concerned. That could be a whole separate other episode, but.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the dominoes that would fall after if this were to happen. So what would happen to the Big 12? What other dominoes could fall?
Yeah, so I mean, Big 12's left with 8 at that particular point,
and they're in trouble.
They're in trouble. You can't stay at 8. So they're gonna have to either one of two things could happen. Really,
yeah,
It's they add a couple teams. They try to steal a Houston and a Memphis, maybe
Cincinnati,
something like that. Where you know, you find teams that are competitive in both football and basketball. So Cincy, Memphis, Houston, they all are in that kind of category. Hell, like they could add all three. But at that point, some of those American schools are like, is this a better deal or not?
Yeah.
You know, like, it still would be. But so that's the option one. It's like, okay, we just add a couple teams, we make it. The other one is just four super conferences and the Big 12 dissolves. Right?
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Okay, yeah. So I kind of place teams into each conference. So, you know, I put West Virginia and Iowa State in the ACC.
Okay.
I got the Kansas schools going to the Big Ten. And then the other four that are left, Tech, TCU, Baylor, and Oklahoma State, they're off to the Pac-12.
So Pac-12 is going to have like, how many teams was that?
16.
It was four. Okay, four. 16 for each. Okay.
So now the issue is Notre Dame. Does Notre Dame at that point like, whoa, we probably should actually join a conference now? And do they just say, hey,
they join the ACC?
And they just say, hey, we're at 17, and that's the way it's going to be? Or does one of those other schools get left out, like a Kansas State or an Iowa State? Like, sorry.
Yeah, could. I mean, when the Big East, of course, when this last round of realignment happened, there were some schools that, you know, got a raw deal. So, yeah, you would think, like, if this is really happening, if I'm a Big 12 school, I'm, like, trying to find a Power 5 conference to join. Or here's another option, though, is the AAC tries to add some of those Big 12 schools. And they try to say, hey, maybe there is still a Power 5. We're becoming that fifth power conference. I don't know. Maybe
that's true. That's a possibility. Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, there's so many dominoes. Like, there's dominoes in every direction, but I like my idea better.
All right, fine. Let us know in the comments if you have any thoughts.
I think it's headed towards four super conferences, you know, the 16 team super conferences. And, you know, I kind of like it. I don't know. It would be interesting. Hey, I think that's forced the super conferences make it easy for the playoff, too. That 12 team playoff. The four winners get those four byes.
Okay, so let's just close it out here then. Like, do you like this idea? OU and Texas going to the SEC?
You know what? I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to say yes. All right? I'm not going to be afraid of change. I'm going to say I like the idea. It will be super interesting to see that happen. Like, see those two teams in that conference. We already saw A&M do it. It's actually worked out very well for them, but I like it. Let's just have it and let's see it. And I want to get to the point where we have a bunch of super conferences, and I think it makes actually sense. So I'm on board.
Okay. Well, we don't know what the next dominoes would be, but I'll say, and it might make sense for OU and Texas to do this. I'm not sure. But for me as a fan, I think maintaining college football as a nationwide sport is, I just think, best for the health of the sport and the future of the sport. So I think as much competitive balance as we can get across the country, the better. So adding OU and Texas, you know, to blue bloods, to the SEC, which is already becoming pretty dominant. Yeah. So now you're just concentrating more and more in that Southeast. I don't know. I think it just kind of cements that SEC dominance, which would be fun to watch. Like, I would love all these matchups and stuff, but I would also not want to, you know, kind of leave the rest of the country out and have this just be kind of a Southeastern sport. But I don't know, maybe other people.
Wow.
Well, I'm not, that's nothing against the Southeast. I love watching SEC, but it's sort of like in the NBA when like one conference is dominant, that's not as fun. You know, you kind of like the talent to be dispersed a little bit more, but
I hear you. It's true. The balance of power is better for the sport if you just have one dominant area and that's it. That's not nearly
right. I would rather have OU and Texas meet up for the first time with all these SEC schools in a 12 team playoff. That's a little more fun than these, you know, six teams from the SEC playing each other in the season and then playing each other again in the playoff. I don't know.
That's a good point. I hear you. I can feel you on that one.
All right. Well, thanks for checking out the College Football Bros. We are currently in the midst of our 2021 College Football Preview Series. We're going to cover the Big 12 next week, so subscribe to our channel if you want to get geared up for the 2021 season. And again, comment below if you're watching on YouTube your thoughts on this whole crazy rumor. And other than that, we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.